I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, who says dancing can't make a difference? This Saturday night, hundreds of people of all ages will be dancing together for hours as a way to raise money for cancer research.
Yeah, this is the fifth annual Dancing for a Cure dance marathon, and it's going to have four straight hours of dancing at Cape Cod Academy in Osterville. Things actually start off about 4 o'clock. They've got a 90-minute Zumba-thon going on, and 10 instructors are going to be donating their time to lead that. Then they get a little break, and then at 6 o'clock, the dance marathon actually starts, and dancers have to stay on their feet for 20 minutes at a time. Then there's going to be water breaks, and a lot of performers are going to be getting up from local studios and schools like Dance Designs and Center Stage Dance Academy. Everything goes on until 10 o'clock, and there's going to be special appearances and prizes for different categories. This is a group, Dancing for a Cure, that started in 2006. Two friends were trying to help out a friend of theirs that had ovarian cancer. She has since died, but they have put together $260,000 so far for the Friends of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Cape Cod programs associated with that. They're expecting about 450 people to help them out this year.
Some great basketball moves will be on display Sunday afternoon when the Harlem Rockets team comes to Mashpee. But I'm guessing a lot of the playing will be for laughs, right?
Yes, it will. It is a comedy basketball team, a lot like the Harlem Globetrotters that people know better. But this is a group that sends teams around the country for various benefits. And they do a show of tricks and stunts and just kind of fooling around with the audience a little bit. This particular benefit is for elder services provided by the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe. And as part of that, the Rockets are going to be playing what is called the Mashpee Wampanoag Dream Team. That's going to be members of the tribe and people from just the general community. The game and the show starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Mashpee Wampanoag Government and Community Center. And because this is for the tribe, there's going to be a halftime show that involves drumming and powwow type of dancing. Before the show, members of the Rockets are going to sit down with the tribal youth and talk about different social problems and issues like respect, civility, drug abuse, that type of thing. And then afterwards, they're going to be available for autographs and photos to take with them.
Kathy, the Martha's Vineyard Film Festival has its winter session this weekend, and as they always do, they've got interesting films and people here to talk about them.
This is a four-day festival. It starts out Thursday night and goes through Sunday, and most of the activities are going around the Chilmark Community Center. They do have more than 20 films, some of them are comedy, some of them are drama, but a lot are documentary because they really like to get people talking about the films. They've got people that are coming in to do panel discussions, some of the filmmakers, some people that are involved with the shows, and people can sit and watch the movies. They've got couches all set up in the community center and talk about it themselves, talk about it with the group. And they've got different activities associated with some of the films as well. They've got one film that's called The Future of Farming, five short films. Talks about farming from oyster cultivation on Cape Cod to urban farming in Detroit. And that's going to be followed by a farmer's breakfast that's set up by the Morning Glory Farm over there. So they're trying to get different kinds of experiences.
Everybody, I think, is looking ahead to spring, longing for spring, I should say.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the seed swap party that's happening Saturday at Truro Public Library.
The library is joining up with Sustainable Cape, and they're inviting all the gardeners to the library from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday and bring their seeds with them. They're hoping people will bring surplus heirloom seeds along with information that they have about what those are and any advice that they've got. And everybody can just share with everybody else. The library is going to supply the little packets and blank labels to help people keep track of what they've got. And so just go, talk about gardening, and yes, think about spring.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.